Is Otta, your host of Unpopular versus Popular, and today we have so many special guests with us.
Hey, yo!
Yeah, all the mics are on right now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hi. Wait, it's crazy in the booth.
Wait. Recap. If you tuned in last week, thanks. No, that wasn't last week. 2 weeks ago, thanks. I actually have no idea who's listening. Actually, I do. Just Jasmine.
Thanks, Jasmine.
But, so, do we have a topic for this week?
The first thing is we freestyle.
Okay, go. Go. It's your time to shine.
Me?
Yeah.
It's here. Like, it's okay. It's freaking here. Hey, yo.
I put all the shit on.
Okay,
you
go first. Yo.
Yeah, like, give me the mic. Okay. My boyfriend named Mike. I see a drink and a spike.
Okay.
I mean that line. Like, I gotta repent for my sins.
Yeah.
Dems, be getting them.
Yeah,
but
I'll
do that. What the frick are this? If your name is Nicholas, what's me? I'm a big fan of cum.
I like that. <your thumbs.
laughs> Yo.
I'm coming on your feet.
That's it.
You're gonna get cream. Open your teeth, your reef, you're the opposite of sick. Your freak, your rhymes are like antiques. Nobody wants you to throw it all away. Run from your teacher like your brain is on delay.
Matter of fact,
you better get a checkup. I'll ask your doctor why you're just ugly from the neck up. Yeah!
What a great intro.
Zoe, you're flopping really hard.
Zoe, hurry up! It's not me. We're on time.
Hey, nugget, fuck it,
Yeah, me and Jules, yeah, we're very cool.
Yeah, we're at school. Alright, I'm gonna bring it back to a classic. Okay. First grade, I was in fourth grade, and the bomber wasn't there yet. It was my rhyme hit Romney. Fourth grade. No Thanksgiving, cause I couldn't finish my plate. Fourth grade. I think I'm done for tonight, guys. I'm sorry. Like, I got stage fright. Like, I might have peed myself.
Yeah.
It happens.
It's relatable. So the people that are like kind of far from the mic just talk way louder.
Okay. So, I think we have a topic.
Okay. Go. Shoot.
So, it's been brought to our attention that that certain people don't check the toilet paper to see if they're done yet.
Bruh, that was not me.
That's not that any was of us not in this room.
Who was that?
Do you want me to say?
Yes.
Sam.
No. What does that mean?
It's very therapeutic to wipe.
Wait, I know.
That was not me.
Double check is necessary. You need to double check that shit.
Okay, so
I have it on a voice audio. I was in the room.
So this came out of my wiping your ass theory, which is basically
I was just saying that women don't poop, so like
women don't poop.
Okay, so basically I have this like concept of thinking every time that you come across someone who's like really obnoxious and all about their shit and thinks they're like above the average person, you just got to consider that when they go home, they got to take a shit and wipe their own ass and like smell it.
Yo, wait, I said to me what we meant.
Yeah, that was one of the first things I ever told you, because I feel like that's one of that's like such a representative like aspect of my mind and how my brain works. It's like you just got to know that no matter how dope they think they are, like they got to push one out and like force this like little nugget ass poo out and then have to wipe it. And then I usually don't include this, but in this edition I said they gotta wipe their ass and look at the toilet paper and see their own shit just to make sure if they gotta wipe again. And that received hatred. That received hatred.
I was saying that I can't relate to you because I don't poop.
Because I'm a woman.
That's fair.
And I'm a woman.
First of all, I feel like I remember one of the first things Dean said to me, and it was, "Hi, I'm Dean." Second of all, like, among other revelations, I learned recently, like, in the last year, that there are people who wipe standing up, and there's people who wipe up to down.
I wipe standing up.
I wipe standing up.
You would
wipe
standing up. What?
Wait,
you
wipe standing
up, you're going to be, like, out the fucking
door. Yeah, dude, you're going to be, like, through the roof.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys are
sitting
down.
How do you do that?
Kind of like a
oh yeah, hybrid.
A squat. You gotta like little like
you do a little squat.
No, like
no,
I'm saying this like out of like speculation. Like I don't poop. Like I never poop before.
What happens when you stand up and wipe?
Is that fuck?
Oh, you won't.
Dude, you're like so not.
You break it.
What is your problem?
What do I need to be?
I think we're supposed to be right.
They're
not normal.
We're
not your friends.
I'll bleep it out. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll do
so,
it later.
No more cursing. What happens when you stand up to wipe your butt is that, like, your butt cheeks are clenched together, bruh. Like, you're smearing and squinching.
Like,
stop cursing. Damn.
No, like, or.
Am I allowed to say ass?
It's a curse. Arf.
That's a curse word.
Arse.
Wait.
Osni. Osni.
Yeah. But I think this. Oh. Yeah.
What?
This isn't censorship.
Well, I think that's dumb.
Speak
that we have
mouth.
To be censored on this radio.
No, no, 100% not.
I think it's dumb that all four of us have to share one mic.
It's really funny that...
Like,
yeah.
I'm trying my best to get it.
Well, because this is my time. But
three,
basically
three,
when I said the whole thing about checking if your like butt is clean by like looking at the toilet paper, certain people disagreed with that and thought that I was gross for doing that.
Boo-hoo.
Meanwhile...
You
gotta check the toilet paper because if you don't, then what is it? Just like
you
just got, you just have like a belief.
It's white for a reason.
Yeah, it's that's what I said. It's white for a reason, so you can see the smallest bit of streak. Because when you see like a little bit of streak, you go back for another one until that shit is. Oh, dang, until that sheet. I didn't actually say that
sheet.
Just toilet sheet of paper. Toilet paper is completely white, and then you're done.
Thank you.
Until there's blood on it, then you're done.
Whoa.
Low key, though.
Yeah, low key, sometimes I'd be doing that.
It does happen.
I agree.
Y'all get periods,
and then it
too?
And just keeps on opening up
you
again and again.
You get periods in your pussy?
You guys get
yes.
That is not talked about.
Yes.
Normalize pussy periods.
Low key, like, there's so much wrong with not, like, okay, not to just shit on people who do this, but, like,
poop on people.
If you aren't checking
pooping on people.
Your stuff... Like, low-key, what happens if you get a never-ending wipe and you just don't check?
I'm sorry, like, I think it needs to be normalized.
Not checking? Like, dude, if you have a never-ending you know what a never-ending wipe is, right? A never-ending wipe is, like, one that takes, like, 30-plus pieces.
Oh, no, yeah.
Like, if you get one of those and then you don't check on, like, the third...
I don't like men.
Like
that's valid.
That's
valid. Like, that's a valid opinion. That's a respectable opinion.
Wait, can I just shout out this kid from my Spanish class in junior year? He just swiped up and said, "Soon as I joined, I got told
because,
of a
like,
revelation about people who
it's not
wipe
like...
up to down. This is a podcast I need in life." He was in my junior year Spanish class and he tuned in.
Yo, what up?
Let's go.
Shout out to Tawheed.
Wait, he wipes up to down?
No, he was saying that he joined and he heard that.
Everybody said
and he needed this in his life.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hi, Miss Bean. Wait, what's that?
Wait, should I get Gro to join?
Do it.
Yeah. Can Gro call in?
Do it, do it, do it.
Wait, talking about that, if you guys want to call in, the number is 610-330-5316.
The way you say zero.
Shut the... I mean, 610-330-5316.
Zero.
What is it? WJRH.org?
Yeah.
Yes.
Miss Bean says hi, by the way.
I wish I could say that.
Hi,
Miss Bean.
How are you?
If we had the
microphone. How's your day,
Bean?
Listen, you can have the microphone.
Really loud. Like, insanely loud. There's no other mics. Do you want to say something?
What are you going
to
say?
She has something to say.
Hey,
speak your truth.
I just don't like the fact that when we talk about that... and then the thing about, like, honestly,
yeah,
I think you guys all treat Nugget like
I
lesser of a human being,
no,
and I just personally
Nugget.
Just don't
I
agree with it.
I respect Nugget so much. Like,
maybe
me and Nugget are like this.
Like,
we're like two. We're one.
Yeah,
Nugget killed my family, but he did it with good reason. So, like, I really believe in Nugget.
Yeah, and you're honestly so brave for that. Like, I'm really proud of you for honestly, like, realizing.
I'm glad you're able to overcome that.
Yeah,
because,
like, Nugget was in the right when he killed my family.
Because, like, everyone's kind of, like, pissed off at you for being upset about it.
No, if he was out of pocket for that, for sure.
No.
Jaden is
like,
Nugget's biggest hater.
No, he had a reason. Like,
for what?
For killing my family.
Yeah, true.
Nugget
doesn't have a reason for not giving me head, though.
Let's talk about Jaden.
Okay.
Jaden. No, like, take the mic and speak your truth, actually.
Keep going
with that, because you never addressed it.
You know, he's limbless, right?
Okay, like, don't air him out on public
chat.
He's
limbless, and that's how you know he's a throat goat. Because, like, all he has is a throat.
Okay, can I explain Nugget first?
Yeah, wait, let her explain Nugget first.
Before Jaden goes into his head topic, Nugget is just, like, an imaginary friend of mine that isn't real. Disclaimer, he is a full body amputee, but he's also not real, and he's also invisible, and he's also mute, and he also has guns in his, like, nubs. And he also floats, and he also teleports.
There's just so much also.
There's just, like, a lot, and he's always with me. And, I guess Jaden wants head from him. Like, I don't know why. Like,
hey.
Can't get a hand job, I guess, so.
Let me speak my truth, though.
Yeah, speak your
it's
truth.
It's because he's limbless that I need that head.
Yeah. Bro, please.
So are you saying you need head from people with no limbs? Like, what about amputees?
Hey, all right, let's
clear
this.
No. Enough. No, we're talking about Nugget right now.
Jobs that would create.
Before I get fucking canceled.
Hey.
I mean, no cursing.
Oh, no.
It's just evil.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on now,
Cub. This is so good.
Yeah, Cub.
Disclaimer, this is all jokes. Like, we are all joking. This is all jokes.
I can't do it.
Give me the mic. Hey.
Dean
I'm
is
silencing
a
women
a cut
today.
Tally.
Women History Month, we don't silence women. Basically,
Dean's giving me a smolder.
Dean has a paper and he's taking a tally of every single time we say...
Some common phrases
such as, what would you do if I kind of did that?
What would you do if when you...
That
so
deserves
you
a
say,
tally.
What would you do if when you... Okay,
oh,
so if
even
yes,
she messed
go.
Up.
And then see the lady, I'm stuck. No. Oh, that one has a lot of tallies.
Yeah.
And get the... Frick out of the booth. I actually didn't curse like for a couple months when I first got here, so like I feel like I can do this.
Like I feel like
yeah,
as someone who never cursed,
but then I changed.
I have a lot of training in
shifted.
This. So.
Low key, I feel like I just like I go on spurts
where
spurts.
You know you don't really need to curse because it's not really a necessary thing at all, and then I'll just like not do it for a couple months, but
okay,
then I'll be like introduced to someone who does it a ton, and like, then I'll start doing it a lot.
You don't curse.
No, you don't.
Everyone gather around the main mic.
Why does it have to be
I have
the
my
main
mic?
Because it's loudest.
Wait, what are we
but
doing?
We all have.
No,
yeah.
We'll
yeah.
Just do
it. So, alright, whatever. Don't listen to me, right. I guess.
Alright,
three, two, one.
Hi, Gro!
Oh, wait. Can we shout out Taylor, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Hi, Taylor!
Can we shout out my friend...
Hi, Nugget.
Stop
no.
it. Stop it. He's not real.
Nugget is literally in the room. You
Hi, Nugget. Redacted.
Like, Nugget is here
wait,
as a guest.
Sorry,
like, he literally just spoke on the mic,
yeah,
too.
Like,
he's just not been talking to me lately.
Nugget, do you want to say something to Jules?
Nugget.
Can you do that, Nugget?
Do you want to see something
what does
cool?
He sound like? That was never mentioned.
That's Nugget. Nugget just talked.
He spoke yesterday.
No, Jaden, that's so rude to do.
You like are
like he just talked. Like this is why Nugget kills people's families. They don't listen to him.
I can't keep track with all these things. Oh my god.
You guys want to see something cool?
We're literally already at 17.
What, Preston?
Wait, can I say something?
So you know how this finger does this?
Does what?
Cut, what would you do if see the lady I'm stuck nugget? Get the fuck, forget him, my boof.
Like,
okay, that's not natural. That's now you can like, point. It has to come naturally.
Close your middle finger and your ring finger.
Yeah. And then this
no,
one?
No, no, no,
my
no,
finger
no,
stopped working a few minutes
actually.
Ago.
Yeah.
No, you have to speak.
Like,
so,
like,
the main point of the podcast was
no,
to talk about,
open,
like,
I just can't close it.
Unpopular things that we were really passionate about, and work. I feel like we haven't really gotten to that
okay,
yet.
Okay, let's get to that then.
Let's get to that.
Let's go in a circle.
I want to give the mic to Luke first, because I know that, like, Colorado people are funky, so you probably got some, like, some...
I have nothing to say. What?
No, he has so much to say.
He's just been such a reoccurring guest.
You literally... Chew on Hulk. Well, no, it's not that.
Hulk?
That's not that.
Hulk squishy.
Wait,
stop it. Whole carrots. Whole carrots. Whole carrots.
Whole
carrots.
No, stop it. He chews on.
Stop
Hulk
it, down.
You got this.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Get some help.
I really like spicy pickles.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
a hot pickle. He's not Mike anymore. Yeah.
See, like I told you, like.
All right, next person.
To say.
Yeah, thank you.
You live among like rocks and plateaus and like adobe brick. That's true.
Talk yeah, very loud. What? When you don't have the mic, speak incredibly loud.
Luke lives among brick and adobe and plateaus and rock. And he just said he likes spicy pickles. I was expecting some freak shit. Some freak stuff.
I have an unpopular opinion.
You're done.
Okay.
Say it.
Oh,
I'm tired of bricks in my pillow.
Me too.
Do we have to explain this bit too?
No, we're not going to. We're not going to.
What do you mean?
We're not going to discuss it. Like, I just, every single night, like, there's bricks in my pillow and my
bed. At least it's not butter.
Are we talking about what I'm thinking we're talking about? Or are we just talking
about bricks? No, we're not. No, we're not.
Where else would bricks come from?
Bricks come? I don't know. Bricks just come from a place that I can't explain.
We can turn it like a good and make smoking it a lore on the brick
window.
Pillow. Yes, you want to do that?
Should you talk about the backstory?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
Saying hell,
get
you
do this
to me. All right, hold on, wait. I'm not sure if I should do this because this is kind of like
how about to cut off people's mics?
People's dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
All right, like.
Go into it.
Get into it.
The brick and the pillow joke started because like.
Once
upon a time, me and Dean were at Trolley Stop, and there was someone that was, like, very aggravating to us. So we were like, alright, how are we gonna deal with this? And then I was like, alright, I'm gonna sneak into their room and put bricks in their pillow so that when they go to bed, they go to lie down and hit their head on the bricks. And it hurts kind of.
A little bit. It hurts a little bit.
And that would solve the issue.
Yeah.
So now, like, whenever someone's mad at anyone, it's like the joke is like, there's bricks in your pillow tonight.
Yeah. Or there's butter.
Or butter. Because the way that butter went was like, I forget.
We had spare butter after eating French toast.
Yeah, we had spare butter after eating French toast, so we were going
to
take the butter.
Evan Korn, thanks for listening.
So then they slipped into the brick.
Oh my god, you did so good at choir. I watched you.
No, yeah, the butter was originally
awesome.
Like combined with the brick so that you'd kind of slip and fall and hit your head on brick. But then we also
this is all a joke. This is all a joke. Like this is something we never
should
do
also,
ever.
Should you also add to the brick tape to seal?
Wait, hold on.
That was later.
But another rendition of the butter plan was to put butter on this girl's the bottom half.
Her gender, like.
Because, like, I don't know.
It
just
matter.
Like
there's, like, at least 1,400 girls in Lafayette.
Yeah.
That was a very
he's calculating. Every time he, like, every time he fumbles one, he's like, all right, this money left.
I thought it was 29.
Okay. But the other butter plan was to put butter on, like, the underside of her pillow so that when she was hot late at night and tried to, like, flip her pillow to the other side and get the cool side, it would just be covered in butter and then she'd be upset.
The
final plan was the most malicious. It's where we slipped the butter under her door, like from the outside, so that when she opens the door, she slips on the butter and then hits her head on the brick that's hanging from a string tip to the ceiling with the brick in the middle of the room, like suspended animation.
I would love to clarify that this is all a joke and there's no malice like towards anyone. Like, this is just a funny joke.
This is just like Nugget's girlfriend we're talking about.
Like, we just laugh.
It's Zoe's turn to do her unpopular thing.
Yeah.
She's got that mic.
I don't have the unpopular opinion on deck right now.
You do.
Yes, you do.
You have a lot.
We just have to have every single
chair. No, because you're like the about. Least popular one here, so you gotta. No, stay in the chair. Stay in the chair.
No.
Didn't I say I started the timer?
Did y'all hear that?
Dean has to be nice for 24 hours when the timer starts.
Yeah.
Yo, like now I don't even want to speak.
It's been a few days.
No, go.
You
can come on.
No, like I actually can't think of it right now. Come back to me.
Okay.
I'll think on it.
All right, Preston, go.
It'll cycle.
I definitely have one. Wait, give me some content so I can think of one.
Well, I have one.
Something like really out of
I got like three.
Then send it.
Go,
oh,
go
right
for
now?
It. Yeah, we all have right. to go in order.
My first one is that I kind of like hate sunlight.
Vampire.
Okay.
So like, all right, Loki.
Gremlin.
It's Hermit. Funny because.
He just hates skin cancer.
No, I was born, my grandpa has skin cancer actually, that's like funny.
I'm sorry.
But, like,
oh my. You what? Wait, what?
No, he like got over it and stuff. He got over it. So it's like chilling, he's swag.
He was like, let's boss that.
Nah, but like, it's funny because my birthday is June 21st, which is the longest day of the year. And low-key, I hate sunlight. But I don't hate it, but it's just so much better in the winter when it gets dark at like 4.
Yo,
disagree.
What?
Because then you have like so many excuses to do stuff that's more fun. Like in the summer, it'll be like 5 and you're like, I can't watch a movie. Look how light it is. But in the winter, it's like dark and stuff. And you can
use
just like
curtain.
Go and curl
like,
up in a...
Do you have curtains?
Yeah. No, so, in my room, like at home, I have blackout curtains. Being,
a little bit. No, but like I feel like the
what?
Summer, the summer activities that you can do late in like the evening and have it still be light out.
Yeah, yeah, and
yeah.
Yes,
oh, that's
are
true.
Cooler
that is
than,
true.
Like, watching a movie at 4 p.m.
Like,
that's
yeah.
really awesome. But what happens more frequently in your life? Nah.
Ion.
But also, like, listen, I'm partly biased because. Playing hockey in the pitch blackness at an outdoor rink is one of the best feelings you'll ever get.
Okay, so that's a him and only him.
Yeah. That's a Gavin.
This is why it's
a Gavin opinion.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
as
all right, my
like,
other.
Good job.
I got like two more. First of all, I learned like recently in my life that some people don't like just drinking straight up eggnog like with no alcohol.
I thought you were gonna say milk.
No.
Okay.
But milk is good too.
Straight up milk.
I don't like milk.
Really good.
I made Spokenog once.
Hurt.
Sprite Coke with eggnog. It was good.
What?
I don't like cheese.
All right, yeah. Oh, the other thing is like a Thanksgiving dinner one.
I hate Thanksgiving dinner.
Thanksgiving dinner is kind of sucky, except like I like kind of Power Rangers the fudge out of my Thanksgiving dinner because like I kind of just take everything and make like a ball,
like a burrito bowl.
You Christmas story that
I don't know what I don't know. I've never seen that movie, but like
really?
No, never. That's the one with the kid and the gun, right? And you'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah,
never watched
that.
It
when he make like a little like homie out of his mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I make I like that's like the glue and dude. Then I what's that game? It's like the one where you roll around and you pick up the stuff. It's like starts with a K.
Like the spaghetti?
No, the video game.
The spaghetti and the tape? Come on,
No. I don't know. I'm going to pass the mic on because I feel like I'm out of juice right now.
Or I'll say something.
Can you talk about milk?
No.
You want me to talk about milk?
Yeah.
No milk.
No milk.
The thing is,
no
I
milk.
Don't like milk. That's my unpopular
opinion.
That's a popular opinion. That is
what about like
out.
What about
like
with cereal? Do you like cereal?
No, whenever I ate cereal, I would not eat it with milk even before I could.
What would you do? You just eat plain cereal?
I just ate it
with
dry.
Water?
What do you eat it with? Coke?
I didn't eat it with water. I ate it dry.
I ate my cereal with water.
Oh,
really?
Huh?
No, I'm
that's
not kidding.
That's how does that
kidding.
Doesn't work?
Like, that was a lie. That was literally a lie. I'm sorry, y'all. Like, I just be lying. My unpopular opinion is that I love to lie for
unpopular
no
opinion,
reason.
Unpopular opinion, that wasn't
I
a lie,
lie,
and she's just embarrassed.
No, no, it was a lie, it was a lie. Y'all, it was a lie.
Speak your truth.
It was
a
lie.
It
was
a
lie.
She's covering up.
Dean is motioning for little uppies with the mic.
Shut up.
Dang.
She's like,
wait.
Uppies caught,
live.
Caught live.
Caught
live.
People who are picky eaters as when they're young are always weird.
People
who are picky eaters when they're young are always weird.
No, they just wanted to be special.
I think we're gonna have to break up.
Like fingers and burgers, and that was it.
Yeah, and they always
now though.
These kids always turn out so weird.
Say, raise your hand if you're a picky eater.
Raise your hand if you were a picky eater as a kid.
Bro, did none of y'all like be eating dirt and stuff?
No, like I did.
No, but I was picky with my dirt. No, I was picky.
I was a weird eater.
I ate
Play-Doh, sand.
Chalk tastes good.
Yo, when sand was crunchy.
Like the seatbelt
was a delicacy.
Dude, the seatbelt was good as
fuck. After sucking on your wet clothes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. God.
Oh, man. I want to know how loud it is for people listening right now.
Apparently, it's very loud.
That's fine.
That's good. That's good.
Who said
that? Better.
Ev.
Oh, Ev? Okay.
A Lego in my mouth.
Electric vehicle.
What was I going to say? I got stuck in my nose.
I ate a quarter.
Okay.
My unpopular opinion. Quarters are delicious.
Actually, my unpopular opinion.
That's disgusting.
My unpopular opinion is that chalk is
delectable.
I hate chalk.
Is really yummy.
It makes the most rancid noises ever.
No,
I like the nose of chalk. I like the nose of chalk. Wait. I got something to say. I got something to say.
Chalk is a little delicacy.
I got something to say. This is going back to music, which was a good podcast. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I genuinely feel like songs without words in them are better than songs with words in them. That's my hot take.
All the time?
Dean, as I know you're a huge fan of Aphex Twin.
And Brian Eno.
It sounds like penis music.
It sounds so good.
Wait, so we gotta play penis music.
Do you want me to play it?
It doesn't have words in it, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But what's penis music?
It's a song.
No. We'll
it's
play,
a song.
We'll play penis music.
It's not like, it's pretty not like a genre.
No, it's not on that.
It's going to be on YouTube.
Is that not work?
I can do it.
I can play it through the mic.
You can play it through the mic.
You can play it. It's the same thing. It sounds the same.
No, I just don't know if I can actually play it.
What, Aphex Twin?
No.
No, penis music.
Because Spotify.
Okay, this is...
Rules and regulations.
That's what Aphex Twin sounds like to me.
It is true.
No, I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true either. I think they're just mad that they're not like opening their mind enough to listen to this type of music.
I have a good memory.
Because it's genuinely the best.
Whatever album has like April 14th or whatever, a lot of the songs on that album sound
April
like
14th?
Yeah. Imagine you calling it April.
April 14th.
I'm not going to say it the right way because that's corny as hell.
But I don't know. I think that like in general, if I were to take an average, like sum up all of my songs that I know that have no words in them and divide them by like two, and then
do the same thing
with songs with words in them. I would just the songs without words would be a higher number.
I don't understand.
That's true. Divided by two doesn't do anything.
No, I know. I just
like,
thought
he was
it was
just
funny.
Talking, just talk.
Two is like, you can like solve any math problem.
It's the power of the mic.
Two.
Right?
He's feeling it.
I should try that.
Actually, like, maybe we should take the mic from Dean. I don't know. Like, I feel like there's too much power in his hand.
Ask, pose. Pose the question.
I got a question.
Jane has a question.
How do you guys feel about, like, roasted red peppers?
Love it.
Bye.
Amazing.
How do you guys feel?
Hey, Ben, guess what I have.
What?
An unpopular opinion. Because I fucking hate roasted red peppers. I freaking hate roasted red peppers.
Wait, like,
so
what about, like,
much.
Green pepper?
Hold on. Why do you hate them?
Peppers.
Because
what
I'm.
What do you guys
I'm,
think about shishito peppers? Roasted shishito.
Amazing.
I don't even know what that is.
Hold on.
I think that peppers are a
no!
very good food. Wait, hold up. No fighting
no!
in here.
No,
I love peppers. Don't get
peppers
me wrong.
Are a very good food, but
like,
bell peppers specifically are bad.
I like bell peppers.
Bell peppers,
I like peppers. I just don't like when they're roasted.
Okay, just to paint the scene for listeners, Zoe doesn't have shoes on right now.
Bell peppers are bad.
She about to like go at Preston too.
Where are your shoes at? Because
they have no flavor.
Unpopular opinion: shoes need to stay on.
Yes, it is.
Don't you guys like that I'm so comfortable with you that I can take my shoes off?
No.
Actually, like, I would take my shoes off.
Yes and no. There's positives to take from that, but also just I don't know. Like, put your shoes on. Like,
yeah, put your shoes on, freak.
Put your shoes on.
Put your shoes on. Okay, but like for Jaden, so if there's like a stir fry. Or like sausage and peppers, right? And then it's just like, let's say we've got orange, yellow, green, and red peppers. Is it like?
I folded.
I gotta take the red ones out, or is
Wait,
it like?
No, but I'm not a picky either. It's just like a preference thing. Cause like.
Oh, so you're a picky eater.
I said I'm not.
So you're.
Nah, cause I'll eat the roasted red peppers if I have to. If they're in like the meal, I will eat them. But if I have a choice, right? And like the choice is to not eat roasted red peppers. You know I'm gonna eat the roasted red peppers.
Like red pepper as in just like normal, like, as opposed to green pepper or, like, any red color pepper?
Nah, it's
can
just
we
the
stop
red ones.
Talking about peppers?
Hey, what you want to say?
I don't know, like, I just feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like...
Oh, is this an unpopular opinion? You don't like spicy food? Yeah, it's not even spicy.
Oh, spicy.
Oh,
spicy.
Spicy.
I just feel like there's better things to talk about other than peppers.
Yeah, no, I was thinking that.
All right, so, like...
I was bringing it up.
Okay, no, I agree,
ain't that the name
like,
of the
valid.
Show? Unpopular.
No, valid. I just feel like we need to dwell on something more important.
How are we feeling about like, horse girls?
Okay.
Because I think they get a bad rap.
I feel like...
You're fine.
Yeah.
He's dating all his girl.
Nah. I feel like we're not allowed to talk on that subject.
Why? Because Zoe Meyer?
Why did you name
her? Yeah. Why
is she a horse?
Huge.
She knows her and she's listening.
Oh.
Is she really? Zoe!
Shout out!
Is she a horse girl?
Shout out!
Is she a horse girl? Is she a horse girl?
Shout out Zoe Meyer. Peace
then
and love.
My respect for her has gone up.
That's not a joke. That's
also my best friend from home is a horse girl too.
I think, no, I don't think there's anything wrong with riding a horse. But there is something genuinely wrong with being a horse girl.
Well, there's a difference between riding
that?
A horse and
no,
being
like
a horse.
Being
a horse girl who, like, neighs in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. No,
anyway,
no
being like, obsessed with horses.
And you love them
like
on your fucking
what's
horse.
What's worse,
like,
a furry or a horse,
yeah.
horse girl?
A furry?
Guys, normalize...
Horse girls, they be getting, like...
Normalize...
pieced by that,
like
football bro.
Low-key, like...
Furries!
Wait.
What
do you mean by that?
You know what I mean by that.
What do you mean by that?
Keep going.
No, I don't think we can repeat that.
Repeat it. I didn't
like,
hear
I actually don't think we
no,
should.
No, just repeat it. It's been
can you, like,
said.
Mute the thing so I can say it again?
No, it was not. Okay.
Gavin heavily misinterpreted the situation. I was saying that horse girls are weird because some of them be getting pieced by that wiffle ball bat, which in my words, I mean that
what?
Like horses be having like a wiffle ball bat between the pant. Like,
hey.
And they
why
be like,
are you looking at horse girls?
No, they just be posting that on Twitter, like openly,
yes,
like me and my bae.
With the giraffes, like, freaking, like, that
they just
me.
Do that. Yeah. Giraffes too, like
yeah, giraffes.
Some freaky ass
what
horse girls.
You,
no.
Yeah.
It's not my for you page. It's Twitter. That is such
I'm
an open source. Nothing.
Your,
is
yeah. Twitter is the most degenerate place ever. Just like, do not even like trip with
hell,
Twitter.
Bro.
As crud, we boofing.
We boofing so
a,
hard.
A confession.
Like
I don't use Twitter.
Booth.
That was on my for you page. Don't
oh,
hold it against
no.
me.
I'm not surprised.
It's a for you page.
Yeah. What does that say about you?
It's just
next question.
They needed to humble me. I didn't have Valorant for the weekend, so they just
that's
got
not a
creative.
Humbling experience. That's a catered to you experience.
No, it was humbling.
Competition. My
like
page is worse.
I feel like I have one.
Mine's
something
like really
bad.
Yeah, ours are
you
pretty.
So
low.
Mine's pretty
oh,
bad. Mine's pretty
I have
good.
One.
I see things and I just like smile at them, but then I realize what did I just
smile at?
Smile?
Yeah, I smile.
So you smile at fucking
now the
horses
fact that
fucking,
like animals like have like penises that like extrude like ours is just so weird.
Extrude?
You know what
I
mean? Like, I just think
I
it's so
can
weird.
Can you knock down your vocabulary words? I don't like it.
No, like I just think it's so strange that they do. And that it just kind of like is just
okay,
there.
Do you want them to have spores?
No, like I have no issue with it. I just think
you
it's
do.
Weird.
I think they should all follow the worm method.
Oh.
Let me drop the worm method.
Worm.
Wait, actually, I want Jaden to
explain
the worm.
Gonna break down the worm
because
method.
The worm.
Jaden, the Colosseum.
Worms be having sex in a crazy way, and this
no,
guy
wait,
goes knows the ins and outs.
No, no, no. Shh.
Let me explain something.
I'm just
going
to give like a little introduction.
No,
my fault. Like
no.
A little briefing. So
no,
people
no, you're
are
good.
In.
Okay, my fault.
Yeah, it is your fault.
Continue.
Repent. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, okay, so in biology, well, in these two worms, right? They be living in the ocean, they're sea worms, and they're sexless, right? But they can not until they have the sex. So like
right.
Each of them have they can impregnate or they can be impregnated. And each of these worms have these two-pronged peni, right?
Peni.
Yeah. And they fight in the water with these penises. And they, like, so, like, they'll be fighting around, like, sperms, like, flying everywhere. and then they just like the one who injects the other one gets to be, it's like the top basically. So the top injects the other one, and that other one is gonna be bottom for life because they have to raise the kids. So it's basically a battle of the tops. And what I was gonna say was, if imagine there was a coliseum where tops fought, and then whoever lost, the bottoms would be impregnated and go into the stands.
This leaves no room for power bottoms.
This leaves no room for Elio Perlman.
No!
Who in this room is Elio Perlman? Guys,
guys, I want to interrupt this.
Everyone look at Dean right now.
Go, Jules, no, it's not a secret. I just like took off my shoes and then
come on, man.
I said, I'm sorry.
No wonder it smells in here.
And then he whispers to me that I like it. And then
I thought you were going to keep that to yourself.
I can't keep it to myself. He did on Minion.
No, I don't think he said that.
On my mama.
Say that. Like, check the recording. No. I did not say that.
On my mama. He whispered it.
Like, we have a tape.
We were literally talking the other day. We need to normalize foot fetishes, but not normalize whipping your feet out.
I said this. Let my feet speak.
Unpop. I have
Beco
mine.
Meow.
It's not a meow, it's a mew.
You don't do anything.
That was Nugget me. Next to Jules's foot. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
I found my opinion.
There you go.
I think that being outdoors barefoot is very nice.
Being barefoot everywhere.
Yeah.
But like, it depends where though. Because I've seen people walking around the city with their feet out,
and the entire underside is just dark.
In almost all situations that don't make you dirty, like there's like, there's like something,
or you could like just grass. Go inside
there's
and wash
there's
your
something
feet.
A little.
Speaking of washing feet.
I'm sick of you. There's something a little bit magical. There's something a little bit magical.
Wash my feet. Don't come at me like that. Like,
let Preston finish what he was saying.
I just wanted to say that I like touching things with my feet because I don't get to touch them all because they're in shoes. Hey.
Cool.
Right?
Valid, though.
Like,
okay, so I don't even know where this is really coming from, actually. I was just saying that this one time that I saw this poll on, like, Twitter for white people to say whether they wash their legs or not. Like, wash basically just below their hips. Not including like genitalia, because like obviously, I hope everyone be doing that, but like, you know, below there, do you wash your legs? And a lot of people were just straight up like no, and trying to defend it in the comments and being like,
the water washes you.
The water runs down, it trickles down. That's like the trickle down method.
We learned,
but that isn't
ions.
How it works. And I was trying to say that I do wash my legs. So I don't even know like how I got this image placed upon me. I think it's kind of unfair. And I think they kind of just like placed this weird image on me of being like the freak and the weirdo and the creep and like I don't belong here. But I'm actually
he's Italian.
I actually wash my feet. Like I don't know why they say that about me. I was actually I went through a germaphobe era. Up until like
I
went taking a bath because you have bath bombs.
What? I went through a germaphobe phase up until like seventh grade.
Like you actually would though. Like this makes so much sense.
Yeah, I know I would.
He would because
he did.
Yeah. He did, but like I'm
that was
saying,
a really smart thing you said.
Yeah, that
anyway,
was so intelligent.
I'm just saying you would, and you did.
I'm basically saying that like those habits are not like I'm not like afraid of being like germy anymore, but those habits are still like prevalent IMO. So I'm a clean person. And y'all are just haters, actually.
Honestly, I always thought you, like, cleaned your feet.
Yeah, I mean, you would know.
From this get-go, I was like, this guy cleans his feet.
Yeah, my feet have been out and about. Like.
Yeah, not around you, because no one's safe around your feet. Like,
yeah, so to get, to get back on track, because we only have, like, 15 minutes left, technically. We can keep going, but...
No, it's just like
wait,
talking
happening?
Forever.
Like,
oh no, that's
just,
like the audio was
like
an hour.
Is it? Yeah, that's just like the Wi-Fi. Yeah. Fuck, that's just
the Wi-Fi. Oh my God, Shreya, no cussing in the podcast.
Did you really have such a dirty mouth right now?
No swearing.
That was really, I said
wash with
like,
soap.
Everyone wants to be against me.
No swearing.
Like everyone in this room.
Everyone.
I bring you here, and you're gonna accuse me of like cussing.
Hey, Jaden.
Like I never cuss in my
life.
Do
your audiobook voice.
She's never cussed in her life, actually.
I just don't like being pressured.
Wait,
with
gaslighters. I gotta.
Yeah.
Well, I said frick. You're gaslighting me into believing like that I cussed. Yeah, unpopular opinion, gaslighters shouldn't gaslight other people. That's not an unpopular opinion. That did not work.
Speaking of gas, I don't like being friends with the people who fill up my gas at the gas station because it's a pointless job and I can do it myself.
Okay, why would you be friends with them?
Okay, it's not. It's actually not a pointless job because I actually have myself
very interesting.
Like pump my own gas, and then I accidentally sprayed it all over myself and had to get my eyes washed out in a Wawa bathroom. And I have, yet like I've like pumped gas like twice since that traumatizing moment. And like, there's a reason why people pump your gas because some people are incapable of it, and those people are me.
Sometimes I think about
gas in your face. No, I think that's weird. This is I did not know that other people pump your gas for you in like certain states until like I came here.
Oh, so wait, we can talk about this.
I don't know how to drive. No, listen.
I need to clear the air. I didn't aim it towards myself. I was pulling it out and I pulled the trigger, so then it went on my car and then splashed right back up at me.
Squinched right back
up. It was squinchy as frick. All
right. Jade and I have something to say.
I just got to say that like I enjoy not pumping my gas and and letting someone else pump
that's
it for me.
That's a feminine trait.
I don't
he
care.
He is ridden by a woman.
Care. Is there a problem?
He's
ridden by a woman.
Someone is pouring for him.
Okay, but like
yeah.
That was the economy.
You know what kings
think
do?
About the economy.
They sit.
Think about the economy.
Do you know what not
job,
kings do? Pump their gas.
Wait a second. The economy, money. Gumballs.
No. Oh,
passive income.
Jaden,
hey,
please.
Passive income.
I can't take like it anymore.
I'm not. I'm just gonna leave it.
No, wait, wait. You have to
keep going.
It.
Keep going.
Like a good
explain
way to make get, money.
Oh wait.
Like really easily, honestly. Like.
I think I have an idea.
Maybe,
actually.
Maybe like bit like cryptocurrency or something like.
You don't got to go that far. Here's what you got to do, right? Invest in a gumball machine.
So you place this gumball machine in a barbershop, right? Preferably a barbershop that regularly cuts children's hair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta target the demographic.
You gotta obviously. Target the minors.
Simple.
So.
That's just a term that applies to people under the age of 18.
So do you want me to take it?
Hey, that's the gap. I think.
Okay.
Knows.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
So, once you've placed this gumball machine in a barbershop that targets children for their haircuts. You see, you're going to start racking up this passive income. Where's it coming from? Oh boy, I wonder, where's all this money coming from? It's coming from the gumball machine.
So true. Damn right it's coming from the gumball machine. And guess how much you're making per month?
Give him a second to guess. Like guys, park. Everyone listening right now, like, guess in your head.
Guess in your head. Like, yeah, just ponder.
Hold
like
that number in your head.
Could it be?
How much money would I make off of a gumball machine? Just
in a barbershop.
In a barbershop.
Passively.
For children to get their haircut.
Yeah.
Think about it. A haircut. We're talking a haircut here. Like,
yeah.
It's not like...
Wait, that kind of reminds me of this one show I watched. And, like, these people that were in, like, a gang kind of, like, had their own gumball machines in bars. And then... This dude who was, like, the person who, like, hit people would come in and collect the coins.
How much did he make? Because...
They were bags of quarters.
So, I assume those quarters sum up to about 3,600 quarters. Being that in a month...
Hang on a minute.
According to our calculations, you'd make about $800 a month off of this gumball machine.
That's a lot of passive income.
Per machine.
That's
passive income. I mean, you're just sitting there. And let's think about it. How much is a gumball machine? Maybe 200. So you clear that investment out first month, make $600 profit. Every month after that, and this is a popularity thing. Like this is kind of like a demand graph, how it would just like keep going up. People would know in the town, like, there's a gumball machine in this barbershop. Let me go there. And then they'd get a gumball. Like, I know you,
you, me, everybody, like we, she, he, we all know that there have been times when you're just like out and about and your breath smell like Duke in the pant. Like it smelled like Duke in the pant. So you gotta get a gum. And if you knew that this barbershop had a gumball, you just go there and drop a quarter.
Okay, wait,
like
I have a question.
Penny nickel dime.
Penny nickel dime.
I have
penny,
a question.
Penny nickel, dime, nickel, penny nickel dime.
I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion, but I spend all my quarters on those machines whenever I have quarters available.
That's just
right.
Proof.
Right?
That's
no,
just proof.
But I never go to the gumball machine or like the candy ones. I always go to the ones that give me either tattoos or little toys. Would that be better?
Unpopular opinion number two, I would always spend my quarters on the mini football helmets and then try to put them on my head, but they wouldn't fit, so then I would cry.
Like, honestly, like, I'm, like, not surprised.
So I kind of have a reiteration for the gumball idea. Jaden, I think you need to hear this. I have a little bit of a reiteration to maybe increase profit. I feel like you could kind of include a little, like, game into it, like, you know,
for the gamers.
Like Fortnite, like type of game.
Wait, I have a
for
question.
The gamers.
How much are you investing into that gumball?
Okay, wait.
It's like
two. The crazy part.
Yeah.
Only $200.
Only $200, quoted Jaden.
Or for refilling the machine every month when it goes out.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
I'm so sorry.
It's negligible. It's infantesimal. Is basically the number.
Those are the fixed costs.
Infinitesimal.
Long run.
Okay.
Long
so
run
con. Let's
That's
think about
econ.
This.
Oh, econ.
Let's think about this, Jaden. You have the gumball machine, and above the gumball machine, there's this sign that says, every single day, there's a different color that associates with the day. If you pull that gumball, and the cashier watches you pull that gumball, free haircut.
Ball shave.
Jaden just left. Jaden just left.
Jaden actually just left from that idea. I don't know if you guys heard, because I was kind of worried that I'd be canceled by the group.
Where is he going?
Free haircut.
Going to execute.
Ball shave.
What ball is gonna get shaved? The gumball.
Ball shave. No.
Do you guys have this income lying around?
Shaved.
Are you guys betting on investments?
Balls. Preston wants the mic.
Yeah, that's me. I'm just saying goodnight.
Jaden is back.
Goodnight.
Yeah.
Goodnight,
Miss Bean.
Goodnight, Ev.
Shoot.
Damn, bro. We got 6 minutes left, right?
We got 6 minutes. We can keep going if we want. We started late. But, like, it's all up to you guys.
Hey. I mean, I don't care.
I mean, it's just me and Luke in this corner just honestly
yeah.
just
like,
making faces
at
each
microphone.
Other.
We're just, like, talking
about it. It's just like we're second cousins.
Like, you guys don't really know, like,
no one's even listening to that.
Yeah. What's, like...
Phones, like what? No one's socializing. Men don't even deserve phones.
What's your favorite country flag?
That's our unpopular opinion.
Oh. No, that is that is my unpopular opinion.
Men do,
do you
not
like the simplicity,
yeah.
or do you
because
like...
Why is a man doing
wait, there's two conversations going on.
I just
on.
Let... Yeah, I mean...
Because what?
I like a good design.
Just, like,
as a man, like, you don't need to communicate with people.
There's two conversations.
What's your least favorite flag? I love the Argentina. I love the Argentina flag.
No, Uruguay.
Uruguay?
Uruguay's flag.
What does it look like? Hold on.
It's really pretty.
Because men don't deserve to communicate with people.
But like why? What's my favorite one?
Because you're a man.
Like low key.
What does that have to do with anything?
Guatemala. Guatemala is my favorite country flag. Pull up the Guatemala one.
I don't know what it is about
exactly.
like
Mic drop.
American
like,
countries,
you're
but
they
have
colonization.
They bang.
Sorry.
Look at this one. Look at the little seal in the middle. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I just like those colors, like the Argentinian flag. I love the Argentinian.
Again, colonization.
Spain. I don't know what to say.
Spain?
Like,
Mexico's got a really cool flag, honestly.
Mexico has
a pretty mid flag.
Like, low-key, I don't know. I feel like the U.S. flag just has bad connotations. But also, like, that aside,
you know,
it's kind of mid.
You know what country has an amazing flag? A really, really great flag? Actually, no, I wasn't even going to say that. Funny for you to, like, trampoline jump to a conclusion, though. Because you hate me so much.
It's true.
What
Puerto
country?
Rico.
Puerto Rico does have a great flag.
That's
yeah.
also true. Puerto Rico's really cool.
I can like name
the simplicity is
any
great.
Country based on
it's
the
great.
It's pretty.
Really?
Just,
what?
No, it's not even pretty. It's just like cute. It's just like a cute.
It's
like better
really nice
American
flag.
Flag.
If
like only
is,
if they got the right to vote, right?
If anyone is to ever to ever confuse the Puerto Rico flag, Puerto Rican flag for the Texas flag, you should stop being friends with them, because as a person, you should just know your flags pretty well. Besides, like Algeria,
Costa Rica.
Montenegro.
Because that's kind of confusing.
Wait, what flag?
No, it's not even a country.
Yes, it
is. Ooh, Luxembourg. I think it's white, blue, and...
That's Armenia, right?
That's Liberia.
That's Liberia. That's pretty
well, cool. Yes, Scro.
No, I lied. Yeah, it's...
The PR flag needed to be shouted out.
Trash? The old French flag.
You know, you want to know what's trash? The current French flag.
The Ukraine flag?
Oh, that's really good.
It's just so fire.
I like that.
Let me see the Ukraine flag.
Wait, dude.
If you could,
French flag was better when it was the royal things.
If you could move to any country, where would you go?
Like this?
Wait, why would you pull up a white flag of the
old... That's the French flag.
You know what I mean?
This?
That's really funny, but... Guys.
I think it's...
Guys. Where would you move if you could move anywhere?
New Zealand's really pretty. Germany or Netherlands or
Germanicus.
Yeah.
I Germanic. Feel like I can't live at like in one place for a very long time.
You've been doing it for a bit.
Yeah.
But like I feel like I can't. Like I literally cannot. Like I need to like literally like it's not a choice. Like I can't live in like the suburbs. I can't live in like those areas, but if it's like something, Japan? Shut it.
No, you're right.
If it's like a six, stop. If it's a 6 month long period of just isolation, I would do it. Just 6 months in like a random ass place, just fields, like in India or like Nepal. I'll do it.
I vibe with that.
Tibet, like anywhere.
There. You should maybe, if you're isolated in a field, just punch the air over and over again.
I was thinking, like, write a book. I'm like,
and
sabbatical.
Then you would become the strongest puncher ever. And then you could defeat an evil alien.
Okay.
And save the planet.
Keep going.
But by putting an atom bomb in your stomach for your final battle.
Okay, dude,
no,
you're confused.
No.
The only person
no.
that can save the Earth from an alien death ray. Pointed at the planet
is Andre
Iguodala.
Baby, let's go. Shreya or Andre Iguodala, who wins? That's a question I'd like to know.
I think Croatia is really cool.
Thank you, Preston.
Yeah, it's really, really pretty.
Wait, isn't that the country that like went crazy in like the
Yeah, they were really good.
Look at a picture
fucking,
of Croatia.
Yeah.
Any picture of Croatia.
You know who I hate? The French.
Dude, that's like my heritage. I hate them.
Like,
you know wait.
Whack about the French that you can't wear like a hijab.
Wait, who's worse? Who's worse? The French or the UK?
The French.
The French, definitely.
Really?
I think the UK's past is worse than the French past.
But the French
are
still
right
annoying.
The French are kind of grody.
Yeah, that's why my ancestors got out of there, bro.
For your ancestors. Yeah.
We racist against the French for show. We hate the French.
The very treacherous.
Yes.
Tell me you don't want to retire there.
I don't want to retire there.
What, Croatia?
I don't want to retire there either, actually.
I feel like Greece would be cool.
Greece would be really cool.
But I just like live with my friend's family. Like, and like,
maybe if you're like on an island and you own a bunch of shit.
Stuff. A bunch of what?
A bunch of stuff.
Stuff?
I said stuff.
Stuff?
Things
but like,
and such?
It's kind of like grody and poor because like they're bankrupt.
No, I just
want to
like...
You hate poor people?
Yo! What?
Yo! Let's talk about that.
Okay.
That's our unpopular opinion.
Do you want to live in a poorer country, ideally?
No, I'm saying that I'd love to live with like my friend's family back in Greece because
yeah.
I feel like I learned so much about them. If Kelly's listening, not Irini, but if Kelly's listening,
Greece is like bankrupted squared.
Yeah, you're from Colorado.
What do you mean?
Saying.
No, the thing is like
in a what?
It
would just feel like it's like always like it would be too surreal. Like every day would be like vacation, and then like nothing would be special.
That's not. No, that's
in a
not
what
true.
Place?
I disagree.
Like,
what did you say?
That, like, my
he said that living in a pretty place
actually,
isn't
like
fun.
Really
yeah.
pretty.
No,
just,
I don't think I could do it.
Very
fun,
nice and relaxing, and that's like the best time of the year. It's just like experiencing
the foliage.
I'm gonna. And like, I feel like I need to live in a city.
The listen birds, and especially you when you get like hummingbirds on your porch, that's like peak life.
I get
life.
Like raccoons.
Just like
on
the porch. We get
sometimes
birds.
I get pigeons.
Yeah. Hecka. Yeah. We get hecka birds.
No, I get.
And that's like peak life.
And they're beautiful.
Yeah, but I'm also talking about pigeons. Like,
and we have nice little.
There's a pigeon that visits like my windowsill.
We have a nice little beach.
Zoe's really loud.
Or else you die because it's yucky.
Every morning when I was a kid.
But then we have the ocean, and you can swim in the ocean because it's not that yucky. It's pretty bad.
There's like three conversations.
It ain't like
at the same time.
It ain't die level yucky.
This is probably
but
the worst
one thing that I found out from
because I think if you played it back
falcon.
You wouldn't understand anything
being on
a
Long Island
bird.
For so long
because they're just still talking
and living with my dad
my
is that
right
one
now,
time
bro.
When I was having fried chicken
like,
and I was eating dinner with my dad
like big.
I found out that beer is really good with fried chicken.
No way he segued into that.
Because this one time, this one time when I was like maybe 13, I was having fried chicken for dinner, and I was just like having it with my dad, and I accidentally had his beer with the fried chicken, and then
I
like drank the beer and then like ate the fried chicken. And it was actually really good, but I was only 13,
because they eat all my fish,
and I was like having beer with fried chicken.
Once
I
saw a bunch of
baby
ones too, it was crazy.
I was only 13, by the way. I was just like Jason Tatum. He's only 19.
Tell your story. Go.
Jason Tatum. He's only 19.
I've seen a blue hair.
No. He's just like a basketball player who like is perpetually young somehow. Like they'll like he can be bad, but they'll just be like, oh well, he's still young. They'll be like, oh he's still.
I have
like
a 10-page paper to finish.
Like, he's gonna improve. He's gonna be the best in the NBA. He's still only
19. Yay!
How old is he now?
I'll be like 25.
Damn. Well, he's not the best in the NBA yet.
Yeah, I honestly think that one of my like most profound masculine traits is that I like basketball. Besides that, there's
is that
like,
you don't?
No, it's
he
that
does.
I do. It's that I like heavily like basketball. Besides that, I feel like there's not much going for me.
I feel like the best thing basketball has ever brought to the planet is Sprite Cranberry.
True.
LeBron James.
Basketball is actually really
my masculine trait is I like punching
it's
people.
It's what?
A really fun game to watch.
Basketball? Basketball?
Mine is that I really, really,
the thing is, like, basketball
really, really,
is, like,
really,
one of the
really,
best
really,
fourth
really,
quarter
really,
games.
Really, really, really,
soccer's
really,
a good one.
Really like to watch
unpopular
people
opinion.
Punch each
I
other.
I hate soccer players.
You were a
yeah,
soccer
yeah, yeah,
player.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
for sure.
Why I know.
Okay,
yeah. That's why I know.
No,
yeah.
Soccer stinks to watch unless you're there.
No.
That
is not true.
No!
That is not true.
It is.
I like hockey, but I don't like soccer.
Hockey's the
I
most
think
you can't like I feel like I can't like
no,
soccer.
I think my favorite's volleyball.
Mm. Volleyball is very fun.
Yeah. Cuz it's always so exciting cuz
it's
always
choppy.
It's no, it's too
choppy.
Boring.
Yeah, like
no,
the points
no,
go,
I don't know.
The points don't go. It's like football. Like
hockey's only fun to watch when they get
what?
In fights.
What?
Nah.
No, it's the most exciting no, points like
soccer is so much fun to watch.
What have you been watching like middle school volleyball?
I agree with that. I actually hate watching like American football. I feel like it's
yeah, man. That's like the worst sport.
I had a phase where I literally had a Seahawks jersey.
American football, so that soccer can be called football because that's
can
the real football.
Football?
Yeah. Actually, you're wrong because British people called soccer first.
They didn't make
they
it.
They did.
But they didn't.
But they didn't make it though.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They didn't make soccer.
The word soccer? Yes, they did.
No, but they didn't make the sport.
Yeah, but like.
We hate Tottenham.
Wait,
we hate Tottenham.
Lost,
and the UK
actually.
Is
I'm
trash.
I'm trapped inside a cage and I can't get out because.
Did you say you're stuck?
I didn't. I avoided saying that actually. So what if I were to like find some object and be like, okay, I'm gonna start calling it this.
An aglet.
Like, yeah, I like. That's not the original name of the thing because I didn't make that. I just stumbled upon it.
So
like,
basically,
I'm
Gavin's pro colonization.
I don't know how to pronounce your bag.
Yo, Gavin canceled era.
I'm outed. Oh no.
Gavin's a
career
baiter.
That is true. He's on his
Gav,
Irish.
What was Gavin's goal at Thousand Nights?
At Thousand Nights?
To
yeah.
Look sensually at Dean?
No.
That was,
what do you
no,
mean?
It was to grind up on a dude.
Gavin is generally such a queer baiter, and like I always say arcs, and like I'm saying it's Gavin's queer baiter arc, except it's not an arc anymore. Like it's just him.
It never was an arc.
It's okay, you're just gonna have to accept it.
Yeah, no, like I do. It's just like interesting to watch.
I don't know, I feel like there's not anything that I can have an opinion on. That's just kind of how it is. It was really funny.
What?
Like, I don't know.
So
queer baiting?
Yeah.
Is queer baiting a joke to you?
Yeah. Zap. Oh my.
Like, I don't know.
Speak your truth.
No. No.
Alright, you have something to say.
Do you?
Like, you have something to say.
I have nothing to say.
He has something to say.
You have something to say, dude. Speak your mind.
Brixton bully.
I have nothing to say.
You have something to say.
A disclaimer, it's 12:06.
Alright, my philosophy is that I toe the line and then I stop before it gets slightly offensive, IMO.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
I think that that's valid.
We're like running towards the end because it's finals week and like people. So like, last words.
I want Dean to say what he has on his
mind. I want to hear what Dean has to say
about like, this issue.
It's been brewing.
Like you can avoid saying like really just like crazy and outlandish things, but I feel like just like the joke in itself is like
pick an outro song.
A little odd. IMO. Just because it's like you're kind of like mocking the process of actually like admitting stuff.
I agree with you.
You know? And that's like a tough process. Low key.
I agree it's a tough process, but what do you think of the fact that I kiss boys?
Yeah, but like so do like a lot of people. Like a lot of girls just like kiss girls like just to like
boys,
make an Instagram post and be like, look at my best friend. Like no, don't even give me a smirk. Like don't even give me a grimace. Not smirk. Don't give me a little like. Yeah, we saw you kiss India.
Yeah,
outed.
I kiss my friend.
Yeah, but that's,
like,
that's
like,
what
doing,
I'm saying.
I'm not like doing it to be like, oh my god, guys, look at me, like I stand
like,
in solidarity.
Yeah,
like
people
I
just
like
kiss
like,
their friends.
Again,
like,
watch this.
That just happens.
Awesome.
That
was good.
Your opinion is valid, which is why I decided that Dan
was
dialed down.
Processes. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to like. This is actually to someone who's not here right now. I just want to say, Nugget, please come back. I know
you. Oh my god, he actually just walked in!
Oh, is that Nugget? Nugget just walked in, everyone.
Anyways, yes.
Master
Nugget, please come back. I miss you. And just know that you're loved. Like, although my friends hate you.
Nugget! Yay!
Dude!
Nugget!
The shit out of me. I was like, wait, what do you mean he walked in?
I mean, like, I'm pregnant with Nugget's
Nugget
baby. Like,
walk.
I'm glad that he came back
he
because,
floats,
like,
bro.
I couldn't
he
pay
floats,
this shit
bro.
On what? My own.
Pay the what?
I couldn't pay this blip
bruh.
On my own.
This blip.
Bruh. This blip. This blip. Nugget, one last word. All right, so that's the end of our show.
We
it was
say goodbye to our like listeners.
Yeah,
our
listening. Whoever you think is listening, everyone. Wait, we didn't even say names.
Girl, if you're still listening,
wait,
goodbye.
Go around to your names
good
real
night.
Quick.
Thanks
yeah,
for
so
checking in. This is the last one.
Because
oh.
They will be back.
Yeah,
go.
They'll be back.
Yo, I was Preston Bean.
I was Jaden Morana. I just touched my lip.
I'm Dean Genosa, and I was playing. Dean Genosa.
No,
I, that I was playing Elio Perlman. I was playing Elio Perlman in this one.
I don't understand that.
I am Gavin Johns, a.k.a. Andre Iguodala.
What?
I'm Luke Walsko.
I'm Jules Christie. I was playing the role of Turtlekin.
I'm Zoe Gordon, like, not playing any role. Like, I'm just me.
All right, so that's the end.
Maybe introduce yourself, too.
Like, so
it's implied.
So I'm sure I saw it, and that's the end of
she
our show. Thank you guys for coming.
Shout out to her.
Woo! This was a fun podcast, and now we have one last song.
Can we freestyle to end it?
No.
Yo, if you want to, like last freestyle, and then I'm cutting you off. Go right now. Oh, then we're playing the song.
We can just freestyle like on the mic.
Yeah,
we can just spit on it.